To the United Pentecostal Church of Paris. We are excited that everyone is here to make it today. If you're a guest, we're glad to have you here. And if you're a regular occurring member, then we're glad you also decided to make it here today. This weather this morning has got me feeling a little loopy, a little drowsy, I won't lie to you, but I'm here to praise God, and that's what I'm going to do today. Amen. Before we get started, we have a few events for June. The 6th, which I believe is this Tuesday, is the XO Marriage. And all ages are welcome. And this is for, it says, tools for an unshakable marriage. And the sign-up sheet is in the foyer. And married couples, if you have any children, don't worry about it. Child care will be provided. But just please put how many kids are coming with you. And then if you need any more information regarding this event, please contact Sister Taylor Malone for more information. The 10th, we have the Oasis Group is meeting at the Catfish King at 5 p.m. Sign-up sheet is in the foyer for that. Oasis, you are not going to want to miss it. Sign-up sheet is in the foyer. Then the 11th is a bake sale. So the 11th is a bake sale. Contact Sister Christy English for more info regarding that bake sale. But that will be, I guess that's next Sunday. So that's exciting. And then also next Sunday is Youth Sunday. So that evening service will be led by the youth. And just because it is called a Youth Sunday doesn't mean it is strictly for youth. God still moves in a mighty, mighty way. So please come. Feel free to come to that because it is an awesome service always. And then that following Monday, the 12th through the 16th, is youth camp. And I believe we have 11 to 12 students going to youth camp this summer. So that's a wonderful time. That's awesome. Great works take place at those youth camps. And then the 14th, so that Wednesday, is a missionary, Troy Wickett, and their family from the Solomon Islands is coming that Wednesday night to minister to us. So you are not going to want to miss that. And then finally, the 18th through the 21st is Kids Crusade. Kids Crusade and Brother and Sister Becton are going to come here and do that. And that is going to be a wonderful, wonderful event. And so if you want to get plugged in that any way, shape, or form, you want to help out some way, shape, or form, please contact Brother Lynn English or Sister Christy English, and I'm sure they'd be happy to put you in, plug you in somewhere. And then also, breaking news, we have a young couple that just recently graduated from being a dating couple to an engaged couple. Sister Rihanna English and Brother Coy are now engaged happily. If y'all wanted to stand up, give a little wave to the congregation, I'm sure they'd love that. Look at it, look at it. And at this time, that's all of our announcements. If you would, let's stand up. And you know, church isn't just here to get your mind right, but church is a place where we gather together and we can have some fun. Amen. So let's go before the Lord right now and let's give Him all the praises we've got, okay, church?
Hallelujah. God, we're here to worship You. You are the one and only. Us old folks need help occasionally. Praise God. You may be seated. How many is glad to be in the house of the Lord? Yes. Right. I want to go to the Lord this morning for Patricia Kilpatrick, Denny Hines, Angie Ashton, Dusty Stewart. That's Tanner Malone's mother. She is doing much better. Randy Don Armstrong is having heart problems. We certainly want to lift her up in prayer. Greg Baker has a blockage in his heart. Bonnie Springer. We certainly want to lift up our dear and lovely sister, Ella Mae Bristow. She has been a backbone of prayer for this church for many years. And before that, the reason she was so strong in faith was a lady named Maggie Moss, which was her mother. And when I was a young man, I thought Sister Moss could walk on water. And no doubt she probably could. Remember Nelda Doss. Praise God. And continue to pray for everyone that their name has ever been called, because the Lord is always, always ready to hear a prayer request that he can do something good for his people. Praise God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, I think it's about the 16th verse, it says, the trump of God shall sound, and the archangel will come forth with a shout, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. But there's a point there that this week that struck home with me. You know, it says that insinuating the people of God is going to hear that trumpet, and they're going to hear the shout of the archangel. But it doesn't say nothing about anyone else hearing that. My point is, I have to stay ready. I have to have my ear tuned that I, myself, hear that trumpet, hear that shout of the archangel. There's one thing for sure that I believe is going to take place. Once we leave this earth, you've heard me say it before, I have prayed and tried to be ready for the rapture. And when I hear that trumpet sound and that shout of the archangel, as soon as my feet gets 2 feet off the ground, I'm going to turn around and look back and say, kiss my foot, devil, I got it made. The world may not hear the shout. They may not hear the trump, but I believe that they're going to have to watch us go up. I don't want to be left behind. Be ye also ready in the hour that you think not. The Son of Man cometh. If you will, stand with us this morning. And if you have a need in your body, a need of any kind, folks, don't ever hold back. Don't ever hold back from coming down here to the front and being prayed for. Lord bless you. Let's go to the Lord in these prayers.
God, you heard every need. Oh, God, you know it before we even say it. God, I pray for faith to rise in this place. Oh, Jesus, in your precious name.
thank you so much, Lord. God, continue to move in this service, Jesus. I pray our minds and our hearts would be ready and prepped to receive your word here today, Jesus. Lord, and I pray that we wouldn't let this word fall on deaf ears, God, but that, Lord, that it would marinate over our soul and over our hearts and our minds, God, and that we would activate this word and this knowledge that you're partaking on us today, God. Jesus, I pray that you would bless this offering and everyone that gives in this offering and those that aren't able to give. Jesus, in your great name, amen.
Rain down on us, Lord. Well, wouldn't it be nice if everybody could be seated? And wouldn't it be nice if today you got more of what you need to make life more livable? And wouldn't it be nice if your neighbor noticed that you were growing in power of wisdom and spiritual energy? And wouldn't it be nice when Jesus comes that you're ready? Why don't we praise Him for the opportunity to tune in and tune up? Father, our hearts are thrilled beyond measure to know that you have called us out of the world, out of sinful living, into a glorious and unthinkably great future. And I gladly open your heart and your word to these people today. Give us exactly what we need. Amen. Well, you look good sitting there. And I hope you feel good as you continue to worship the Lord. And what a great leadership of singing and ministry that we have enjoyed Sunday after Sunday. Wednesday night and Sunday nights. People that give themselves of time. They put a lot of effort into helping us to experience the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. It's one thing to know the Word of God, but the law of the Spirit is what gives you what Acts 1 and 8 says. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come. And you shall be witnesses in all Judea, Samaria, and Paris, Texas, Lamar County. Oh, hallelujah. God cannot lie. I wish you'd just tell your neighbor, God cannot lie. And he said, except you repent, you shall perish. Repent just means change. And the Bible goes further to say, by faith we are changed into His image from glory to glory. Thus we pray every day. Thus we remind ourselves of the Word every day. Because He says the Word is the way of life, and the Holy Ghost is the power of God unto life. And so it's a genuine thrill to know that He cannot make mind changes this late in the game. He wrote it down long time ago, and He's not changed one bit of it. So thank God that we have opportunity to survive in the midst of a world that is absolutely in need. So today, oh, those guys they're going crazy up there. Can you back it up a minute? Or go ahead and forward it one more. Let's see what that does. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. The reason that I'm here today is to preach and teach the best I can. Preaching is a little different than teaching, and so I try to mix them together, because teaching is opening up a door and showing you a future. Then preaching is pushing you into it or pulling you into it. However the job gets done, the whole idea is faith without works is dead. I have seen a lot of people look through the door and say, I believe that heaven is out there, and I believe the blood is real. The problem is they stay where they are and never enter in to the courtroom where sins are gone. And thus, you have John the writings. He said, marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again of the water and the Spirit. So then when you get to the book of Acts, you find out that Mary, the mother of Jesus, that birthed Jesus, was baptized in the name of Jesus and was filled with the Holy Ghost and spake with other tongues as the Spirit of the Lord gave her the utterance. Now, if you want to qualify people by being good people, I reckon Mary was one of the best. She didn't have a man sow a seed in her womb. God Almighty put a seed in her womb. And we call him Jesus, the Savior of the world. It is a wonderful thrill to be baptized in the name of Jesus, to be filled with the Holy Ghost. How many of you have ever heard somebody curse? Is some of your ears messed up? Are you just not going to participate no matter what I ask? How many of you have ever been blessed by a good cussing? I'm hearing three men try to stumble it out. Ladies are known for talking. No, you're right. If it's your first time here, you had never seen anything like me. And probably won't, because God put a nose on me that you'll never forget. My dad used to tell people, said, Bob, when you were born, your whole face just came to a point. And I said, well, Dad, what's the point of order? You got me here. Ladies and gentlemen, it ought to be the greatest thrill in the world to get more of Jesus in your life every day. It ought to be the greatest thrill in the world to come together in heavenly places, the Bible refers to it, where we are energized by our brother. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Because the Bible said God inhabits the praise of his people. And he said, shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. But the ball players are way ahead of the church players. I've seen people sitting on a couch, lethargic and everything, somebody get a football across a goal line, and they jump up, yeah! And it scares them to death to praise God for getting out of a grave and going to get us out of one. Come on, folks, it's time to waken up. This is a big deal. Life and death are no small issues. So I preach loud. Typically words 70 to 80 a minute with gust up to 150. That's you. Standing there looking at two worlds. God does not want anybody. I wish you'd look at your neighbor and say, God don't want you to go to hell. He didn't come to this earth to live in a flesh body. The Bible said God was in Christ. I marvel that men try to manipulate the Word of God and try to make him two people. That book never does say that. God was in Christ, and what's the personal pronoun? Reconciling the world to himself. Not themselves, himself. So the oneness of God is a phenomenon. He was the lily of the valley. We're going to make him a lily? No, no, no. That's a very beautiful silhouette of his ability to be anywhere at all times and live in beauty. He is the bright and morning star. He has so many categorical nouns or pronouns about himself that it's phenomenal. And so here's where you have everything narrowed down. It's heavenly places are living in poverty. And people call it, I'm going through hell. Why do they say that? Because they are in spiritual poverty when they're saying that. They are up against a wall that they cannot find a door when they say that. People are looking right now for a way out of all the crud that's going on. And Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden and burdened down with all that stuff going on in your world, and lay all of your problems and worries at my altar, and I will be your God, and I will give you power, and I will give you wisdom, and I will give you knowledge, and I will give you a way where there seems to be no way, and I will resurrect your dreams, and I will fulfill your dreams with the bread of life. But you can't not eat and expect to have strength. So thus, meditate on the law of the Lord day and night, and you shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water. And in your season, the duration of your life on earth, you will have all that you need. Not all you want, but all you need. You'd be wanting your neighbor to get out of town. And some have picked up a gun and tried to get them out of town. That's not what it's about. He said, I will give you peace that passes understanding. I will give you joy that is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Glory is when they cross the final line at the football stadium and they just won the Super Bowl. That's glory. And he said, I want you to have that glory. I want you to have it every day. I want the husband to have it and lead the family to it. It's phenomenal. Am I preaching yet or what? See? So, the word down means condemned. Have you ever tried to condemn anybody? Don't say anything. Don't look around. But you know good and well, almost all of us have had those moments when we, if we didn't say it, we wanted to. I've even seen men that married their wife try to do it to their wife. Try to damn them because they didn't do exactly what they wanted. And then they blame God for telling them in advance that damnation is in your world. And if you don't come out of the world, you can't get free from damnation. So condemnation is a self-appointed experience. So we were born in sin. Don't look around. Don't raise your hand. But how many of you have ever lied? Did your mother ever try to teach you how to lie? It comes toward a natural, don't it, when you're about to get in a bind or when you want to look better than you were or are. See? So God is very aware. And so we were born in sin. Nobody had to teach us that. Nobody had to feel, to go to school to learn how to worry. No one had to go to school to learn how to hate your neighbor. It comes from within. The whole idea of going to the house of God and the washing of the water by the word, the preaching of the word is the washing of the water by the word, the Bible teaches. And so what we do, we bring the word of God into the forefront, and it begins to cleanse the mind and the heart. And if the heart is not clean and you just can quote a scripture, what will happen is it will never get past your head. It's got to get in your heart, because that's the bloodline. That's where it facilitates everything about your body. In the blood is the life of the flesh. And that's why you get blood tests and you go to get blood pressure checkups and all of the above, because you will be threatened when you don't have everything aligned correctly. And so the preacher has to supposedly try to put us in a line, and because it's so easy with the winds of every doctrine and all the feelings going on in life to push us off of the road and get over in the ditch and wonder why we got in the ditch. That's why that I've tried to tell us, study, the book says, to show yourself approved. No one can force you to live godly. You are in charge. You say it right every time. I'll do what I want to do, and you're not making me do anything else. Ladies and gentlemen, going to the house of God ought to be one of the most beautiful experiences every week and every service, because if you get a little contamination, I don't know about you, but people just don't like bad odors. And they don't like bad spirits. But they don't always tell you. They typically go tell their neighbor, "What do you think about so-and-so?" That's what we call gossip or backbiting. The best thing to do, if you got some stinker in your life, go to them, as the Bible said, in the spirit of meekness and fear, and tell them, "You know what? You're just an old ornery cuss, and that's why you're feeling so bad about yourself." Don't say it like you're happy to say it. In the spirit of meekness and fear, the Bible said. That's critical stuff. So, no one has to learn how to live negatively. Did any of you go to school to learn how to cuss? Did any of you go to school to learn how to misbehave? It's natural. That's why we're going to have an altar service before the end of this day. And we're going to give people a chance to put their life on the altar and say, "God, I'm putting my life on the altar. And I am going to obey the things that in your word that leads me to a higher level of living, a higher power of illustrating life, a higher power of raising my family and being a quality leader in our city and a quality provider in the areas where men and women are dying because they are so surrounded by hell every day. And the church is going to wake up and say, God, we're going to have revival. We're going to revive in the midst of the years mercy. We're going to revive in the midst of the years, repentance and forgiveness and baptism in the name that's above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Christ is Lord, to the glory of the entire universe." Ladies and gentlemen, it ought to thrill our soul that we are standing in a river right now that is going to wash away doubts, going to wash away fears, going to enrich our lives, going to encourage our minds. We're going to have that before the next 45 minutes is over. He's alive, and he's in this house. So, it's your choice. He don't leave it to Beaver. Hell breaks loose when you misbehave. And hell breaks loose when your neighbor misbehaves. And so if you don't know how to temper what's happening, you become a part of the problem with your neighbor. And I refuse to accept the germs of sin because my neighbor looks like he's got all kind of things going for him physically. I'm telling you that adultery and fornication are bad and they are not right. And hate and gossip is not right. They're on the same page in God's book. Sin is sin. And sin leaves you in deprivation. The difference between adultery is you've involved somebody else in the sin. That's the only basic difference between just lying and doing having an adulterous affair or a hate affair, because those things you get people involved in. So the pictures that are created by man, and by the way, I meant to mention that earlier, that man created those pictures. And man is still looking both directions to try to find enough wealth to satisfy the heart. Money can't satisfy the heart. It's a spiritual issue. And so that's why we have got to, as pastors and preachers, not bring you in and you know, how many of you really like it when they get you in the doctor's office and take off all your clothes and put this little gown on, and then they put those cold hands on tender flesh? Oh, God, I got to go to the doctor today. Oh, man, I hate that. It ought to be a thrill to know we got doctors that are going to help us. Yes, it feels odd. Yes, I hate getting on the scales. Yeah, all that stuff bothers us. But we do it because we want to be better. Why in the world would we let the devil talk us out of getting on God's scales and getting on God's timetable and checking out how tall we are and how big around our muscles are getting or whatever? Ladies and gentlemen, God is about to come back to earth, or you're about to leave. If you're over 35 or 40, you're already in the going downhill side. Right. Don't play like you're just a kid when you're 75 years old. No. You got only 25 years left. You better make sure you're doing something right with this last bit of time if you're already over the hill. But what we have found out is right now that people are dying way before that, because there's so much sinfulness and so much ungodly life stuff going on. So, Joshua says it way back there. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. And somebody read that next green part. Put away the things that you thought were going to give you what you needed to make life livable. You created your own gods. And if it's almost impossible to believe that with the Word of God having lived this long, that there are people that are still trying to change the book or the Word of heaven or the Word of life or the Word of the resurrection or the Word of life eternal and try to make it fit the economy of what we want. Not going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. It hasn't changed in 1900 years, and we're already into the year 2000. 2020 and 23, and now here we go. And he said, this heaven and this earth are going to pass away with a great noise. And with all these other prophecies coming to pass, he's saying, put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt. Serve ye the Lord. How simple is that? So, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me, and I wish some dads would stand up and say that last red letter stuff right there and the purple. That's it. Say it one more time, would you? We need to let this city know that's where we take our stand. I said, we need to let the city know we take our stand. We're not waiting till tomorrow. We're not waiting till the church service is over. We will serve the Lord. And I like what the other writer said. We will serve the Lord with gladness. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. What were they saying then that it is now? We are depending on nice homes. We are depending on nice cars. We are depending on nice vacations. We are depending on all that to keep our marriage together, to keep our child-parent relationship together, to keep our fraternity in a city together. Ladies and gentlemen, it's too late to play games with the righteousness of heaven. The righteousness of heaven is about to take over earth, and everybody that's not incorporated and has the name that's above every name is going to find themselves deleted from the book of life and their name scratched out and say, you say, well, Pastor, I'm telling you, I just can't imagine if so-and-so's not going to hell and I'm going to hell, then who is not? Oh, let me tell you. You read in Luke, the rich man, and I'm going to tell you, I preached a sermon about 3 years ago called Hell May Not Be As Bad As You Think. And I'll preach it for you personally in my office, or I'll tell you all the description at your own home if you want me to come tell you, because hell may not be as bad as you think. But most of the time I'm listening to people in this earth, and you can't know how many of them say this to me, Pastor, I am going through hell. The same hell they're going through there is going to be the same hell forever. What they really mean is, I can't find an answer for the problems I'm encountering, and I am feeling down and low and pitiful because of the way people treating me or life is treating me. That's hell. All you got to do is read the rich man. In hell, he lift up his eyes. His eyes still worked. God didn't hide anything. In hell, he began to look around and remember all the stuff he had advantage of and didn't take advantage of it. He just didn't love his neighbor as himself. The two laws that make everything work is love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love thy neighbor as thyself. And he just didn't love his neighbor, the poor man that was living just beyond his riches. He said, give, and it shall be given. Pressed down, running over, full of good measure, shall the Lord give into your bosom as you give to others. Well, no, we can't give all of our money to vagrants who don't spend it wisely. That's not the issue in finances. But we can give them love. We can forgive them. We can give them forgiveness. We can give them mercy. We can give them the more sure word of prophecy. We can give them kindness. We can give them gentleness. But if we're not careful, we'll be cussing them without using curse words, because we're certainly Christians and holy, and we don't, I mean, we can damn people without saying damn. We'll not play games with your soul. Not one day. I will not. You are special. God said that. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us, somebody say up. and our fathers out. They got a hamburger place now called In-N-Out. But the church is up and out. We get you up and we get you out. Oh, I feel like dancing. I feel like shouting. I said the church is up and out. We get you up out of sin. We get you up out of feeling like you're helpless. We get you up out of feeling like you're a bad person forever. Ladies and gentlemen, you may have done all the bad in the world, but Jesus said, though your sins be as scarlet, I shall make them white as snow. I'll get you up. I'll get you out. I will deliver you. I will save you. I will reserve for a place in heaven for you. I am the Lord and I change not. Oh, I wish some men would stand up and shout, I'm going to heaven, going to go there when I die. I'm going to heaven. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We're going to lead our families. We're going to lead our city. We're going to lead our people. We're going to lead. We're not going to wait on them to come. We're going to lead and leave a trail. Sin keeps telling people that it can bring real pleasure. How many of you have ever lied and for a few minutes or a few days or a few weeks until everybody believed the lie, you felt a little bit of joy? I'll confess, I lied to mom and dad and I felt like I got free. But oh my God, when they found out, I felt like a prisoner again. You know why? The Bible said that a man or woman that don't love his children enough to chastise them or discipline them, don't really love them, leaves them helpless. Don't you ever get to feeling like your mom and dad don't love you because they spank you or they chastise you or they put some discipline in your life. Don't ever think the preacher don't like you because he tries to get some discipline in your life. I know what staying on the highway does for a person. It leaves you out of the ditch. I'll never forget one of the old Baptist preachers that I used to read quite a bit. He said, he came down the road one day and said his neighbor was off in a ditch. And he said his neighbor had been telling him that he was too strict about how to live life. And so when he saw his neighbor down in the ditch, he said, hold on, buddy, I'll drive down there and I'll put my car beside yours and we'll get you out of the ditch. Oh, he said, preacher, man, don't get down in here with me. We'll both be in the ditch. What an illustration from a Baptist preacher that said you can't live in the ditch and live in freedom. Holiness is cleanliness. It's a cleansing of the mind. It's a cleansing of the way of living. It's not just about the way we dress. We like to dress according to our wealth, and we like to buy according to our ability and to some of the things that bring joy. But everything has discipline associated with it if it's going to be of any value. Like in a lot of Baptist churches, they'll say, amen. And in Pentecostal churches, they go, preach it! Sin leads to more sin. Because you know when you get by one lie. How many of you ever tried the second one since you got by with the first one?
Boy, I pulled it over on them. I tell you, them radars are making me nervous. When I'm driving down the road and the speed limit says 60, and I look down and I see one of those cars with the bubblegum machine on top. Rearview mirror. Little boy, his dad was riding down the road and that event happened. And he said, son, did he turn around? Yep. Has he got his light on? Off, on, off, on. Something is about to happen. There's a warning in America right now. There's a warning in the church age right now. People that are supposed to be living in righteousness, peace, and joy are only experiencing it part-time. It's a full-time position. You are either in Christ or not in Christ. You're either lukewarm or red hot or cold. No place. God said, I'll put the pressure on you. And that's what's happening to America. So the wise man, Proverbs 5, the evil deeds of a wicked man ensnare him. When I was growing up and did wrong way too many times, when my dad would use the words, I'd like to talk to you, I thought, which event is we going to talk about? Because my dad believed in not sparing the rod or spoiling the child. And, man, I would try my best to, evade and get around it. I found out the best thing is when you've done wrong, just admit it and get it over with. Why let a cancer grow when you can get rid of it? Why let a sin rob you from the victory and the joy and the peace and the righteousness? Today is the day of salvation. In the next few minutes, again, we're going to have an altar call. I ask people right now to begin praying in your spirit right now. God, help this city. And by helping this city, I want you to help me to get rid of anything that would shadow my light in your economy. I want the wealth of righteousness, peace, and joy in my life, so that wherever I go, people tap me on the shoulder and say, man, what is it with you? I've seen you go through hell and you didn't ever act like you were there. What's the deal? Well, Acts 1 and 8 tells you the deal. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come, and you will be able to escape like Houdini. Anybody ever heard of Houdini? Houdini was one of the greatest magicians that ever lived. When I was a young boy, I read everything about his magical stuff and his tremendous abilities to make people think he was this and not. And it was just amazing what all he did. But ladies and gentlemen, the Holy Ghost is real. Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is not about joining a local assembly. It's about Christ in you. It's about having a personal a compass in your heart where that you know when you've done wrong and you've taken the wrong step. And you know, that's why I put that picture up there to start with. There's only two choices. There's nothing in between. It's either heaven or hell. You're going to live in hell as long as you're living in a fleshy body. But here's the beauty of living in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will take you to dimensions of power that while you may have a flat, you've got a spare tire. While you may have out of gas sticker, and your tank says empty. You look in the trunk and you find out you got 5 gallons in a bucket or in a some sort of a means of transportation of the gas. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm telling you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, when your flesh can't get it all done, there's a hope inside of you. And the Bible said we're saved by hope. I said the Bible said we're saved by hope. What do you mean? I mean, when you fall, you got a hope. Somebody's going to help you get up. Somebody is going to come to your house and say, come on, friend, let's get back up. Let's pray again. Let's seek the will of God again. Let's glorify the name of Jesus a little more. And all of a sudden, you're going to get the billowing sails of the wind, and your kite is going to fly high, and you're going to be hanging on, and you're going to be riding above it all, and you're going to be saying, oh God, you're really real. You, God, you really got it. Musicians are coming. Every time you sin, if you're not careful, it's harder for you to resist and easier to yield. The time to say no is today. I will go no further in deprivation. I'm coming out. Who cares that you're going to the bank to get the money to buy the best car going? I never did bother and worry as long as I knew I had a people that understood that my faith was my credit. My credit was my faith. And God said, though your sins be as scarlet. Oh, I know what the devil tells you. That's what he used to wear my hide out with. You'll just go back and do it again because I had done that. Oh, but let me tell you, you can't look two different directions at the same time. I put it up there for a choice to start. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Have you got a $1,000 bill on you? 100? My kind of person. Would you mind getting it out? Yeah, hold that thing up over there by that wall. Have you got a $1 bill? About to dig in the wrong pocket. Yeah, more like what I want you to have. Let's get the choice. I'm not going to put it back up. Don't worry about trying to get that first picture back up. You're standing here. This man's got 100. And this man's got 1. Pray tell. Sir, are you the one that had that big screen and showed us that beautiful? Well, you must enjoy helping. Folks, it's going to happen again, isn't it? I thought I heard it was going to happen again. It was such a thrilling event. But now, let me ask you something, brother. This guy represents heaven, and this guy represents extreme limitations. I mean, you can't carry that lady out with what he's going to give you. So choose you this day. What direction are you going to leave this service to go? My wife is an angel. She'll give it back to you. Go ahead and give it to him. That's it, Coy. Come on. You think you're going to go home with a frown? You gonna go home with a frown? I guarantee you, before you sit down, there'll be people right all around you smiling, looking at you. I'm telling you, do you want the riches of the kingdom or the poverty of flesh? Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Today is the day that you're making a choice. We know what's happening in our world. I'm not trying to scare you, but it doesn't hurt for us to be reminded there's a bridge out right down the road. That's not to scare you. That's to inform you. If you're not repented and baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the Bible says it very clearly. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Christ is Lord, to the glory of God, the spirit world. Could we stand? It ought not to embarrass you to go to the bank and get out of the bank what you need. And the Holy Ghost is the part of the kingdom of God that every one of us need. And the Bible says in Acts 2, 37 and 38, Peter said unto them, catch this now, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission. I wish somebody would say remission. If you've ever had cancer and it got in remission, you knew it could no longer take over. When you're baptized in the name of Jesus by faith, you get the remission of sins. Every sin is cut off right there. That's why it's important to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Then you shall receive the Holy Ghost. Once you get sin out, God moves in. And that's called the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost. And then you can talk in a heavenly language. Hallelujah. And that's what happened to them. Mary, catch this, Mary, the mother, the virgin that birthed a child, was one of the first ones to talk in tongues in Acts, the second chapter. And when they were assembled together, they began to praise the name of the Lord. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of the Lord gave them utterance. All over this building, there are men and women travailing. And then there are others that are making the decision. Poverty, a limited life without God, or godliness, a life with God. This altar's open, the singers are singing. And veteran prayer warriors are praying all over this building. We will not let the pull of the world take over the Holy Ghost. When Zion travails, sons and daughters are born. Come early tonight to pray. We're going to be a part of the revival. We refuse just to go through a routine. Some travailers would come to the altar and pray. God, touch our city. Travailers and anybody else that wants to come and you want the Holy Ghost, just slip up. You want to be baptized in the name of Jesus. This is a great time.
Forgiveness.
The blood.